morning and welcome to St. Columba's on this, the second Sunday before Lent, for our all-age worship service. We welcome visitors in particular who are joining us. You're all very welcome, and I do hope that you can wait behind to enjoy refreshments following this service. This morning, the refreshments are for the organization called ASHRA, which is the organization that Caroline McCartney is with in India at the moment. And all of us are most grateful for the wonderful singing that Caroline provides in her beautiful solos here so often. And a number of people from her school, Methoday, left on Friday for 2 weeks to work in the slums in India to offer support to children who have nothing. And ASHRA is the name of the organization she is with, and this morning we have an opportunity to offer practical support to ASHRA, and so I would encourage you to be generous in your giving for the refreshments to support Caroline and through her and her colleagues who are there, the children who have nothing, who live in such great poverty. So that will be immediately after this service. Also to say, the amount of money raised at the table quiz was £1,300, a terrific result, and our very grateful thanks to everyone for their support. And all of that money is going to our church building fund. And do please take your edition of the February Columban, which is available this morning. We follow the service as printed before you in the service sheets. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Thank you.
write for today, the second Sunday before Lent. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and made us in your own image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and your likeness in all your children. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit reigns supreme over all things, now and forever. Amen.
Jesus went out again beside the lake. The whole crowd gathered around him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost. And so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins."
Thank you. In the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning to you all. Can everybody hear me this morning?
No.
Anybody not hear me this morning?
No.
No. That might be a relief for some. I'll do better. I'll try. Now, I'm all in a rush and all in a bit of a tizzy this morning. And I came flying out of the house without my coat. Without a coat I need later on. It's registering on. It sounds on.
It's on now.
It's on now. I'm in trouble before I start. Charles or Henry, can I borrow your coat? I promise I will give it back. Thank you very much. Hope I didn't embarrass you. I'll put it very carefully there. Some people in this church know my name, I think. Do some of you know who I am? Well, that's a relief. Now, I have a few questions this morning, and I'm hoping that you'll be able to give me the name of the person I'm looking for, the well-known name, at the end of about five or six very straightforward questions. It's not maybe the easiest, and that's why anybody here who wants to be helped by a parent or anyone else, feel free to do so. But what I'm hoping, after no more than about 45 seconds, is that some of you will be able to put your hands up and say, I know who you're asking me about. So I have about seven little questions, and they're based to some extent on the reading we heard this morning. So that's the first little clue. And in that reading, we heard mention of a person called Levi. I keep going. And don't tell me if you know the answer till the end, but you can stick your hand up then. Levi lived in a town called Capernaum. Capernaum was in an area called Galilee. He had a job, and his job, he was a tax collector, sometimes called in the scriptures, he was a publican. He had another name, and the other name was known as Gift of God. Now, we read also in this morning's reading that his dad's name was Alphaeus. Who can tell me his name? Oh, we're stuck. Anybody tell me his name? He's not allowed to tell us. Or he might give us the wrong name, and that would be even worse. Rector, are you going to get me out of a pickle here?
Just keep going.
Keep going. Well, I'm not doing very well to date. However, who am I talking about? His name begins, I'll have to start spelling it out. I hear a voice behind. Hello? M.A. Matthew, we've got there at last. Great. Now, Matthew was a, we heard earlier on, he was a tax collector, or he was sometimes known as a publican. They weren't very popular people. Tax collectors aren't popular people. Last week I had to make my tax returns and write a check. And if you didn't do so, and you were supposed to do so by the 31st of January, I give you great encouragement this morning, you might be fined. Anyway, tax collectors were not
popular people. And why were they not popular people? First of all, people didn't like paying taxes. Secondly, they didn't like paying taxes to Herod the king, who was not popular. And thirdly, they didn't like paying taxes to the Roman emperor. Many of these people were strict Jews. And the Jews are very good people, by the way. Sometimes we think they weren't very good people, but they were rather strict. And they thought that people like tax collectors let them down. And Matthew was one of those tax collectors. Now, let's turn to the story this morning. Because Matthew met Jesus at the lakeside. And Matthew was called by Jesus, "Follow me." He wasn't the only one called by Jesus. I'm going to ask another question this morning. I'm really making it difficult today. Can you name maybe four people who were called by Jesus apart from Matthew? There were two sets of brothers. Peter, Andrew, James, John. Great. Now, another question. Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they had jobs. What was their job? Or were their jobs, if we take it collectively? What jobs did they have? Fishermen. That's right, they were fishermen. Now, just to remind you again, what was Matthew's job? He was a tax collector. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, they received the call, "Follow me." And they did so. Matthew received the call, "Follow me." And he did so. But there was a little difference between them, because Peter, James, and John, if things didn't work out, they could go back to their jobs as fishermen. But if things didn't work out for Matthew, he'd burnt his boat, so to speak. He couldn't go back to his job as a tax collector because they wouldn't have him back. On the other hand, the people whom he was associating with or joining, they didn't like him either because, as I said, they didn't trust him because he was a tax collector. Matthew faced a choice, and Matthew decided to do something very good and to follow Jesus. And this is where my coat comes in. Your coat, Henry. I'm going to put the coat about there. It's clean here, so it'll be all right. It's going up in the air, and it's going down there. But between me and that coat, there's a stream. And it looks a rather deep stream, and I've thrown the coat over there because I've been walking for the last 5 miles. And I want to finish the walk down where the coffee is this morning. But if I don't get across that stream, I'll have to go all the way back, and I don't like the thought of that. So I'm faced with two choices. I've thrown the coat across. What do you think I should do? Either walk all the way back there again or go on. But if I don't go on, what's the problem? I lose my coat. So anyway, making up one's mind, decide, go for it. And we run and we go and we get, and we're there. And we get the coat. You see, there was no turning back. Once I put that coat over the stream, there was no turning back. I had to go on or I would lose my coat. And that was the case with Matthew. There was no turning back. He had to go on because he'd made that decision. And had he failed to do so, well, then he might be in even bigger trouble. Jesus wasn't popular when he called Matthew, because the people thought to themselves, well, we're good people. And he's now bringing these sort of people in like Matthew, who are tax collectors, they're sinners, and expecting us to associate with them. And even worse, you remember going back to the reading Laura read this morning, Jesus went and he joined them for a meal. And the very strict people thought, isn't that terrible? He's having a meal with them, with those awful people like tax collectors and sinners, and he should have nothing to do with them. And there's a lesson to be learned from that, following on from Jesus' words, because few people went up and said, hey, we don't like what you're doing. You're going over there and you're joining those tax collectors and those sinners. We don't like what you're doing. You should be with all the good people. And what did Jesus say, as we heard this morning? he said, you know, that those who are well do not require a doctor or a physician. Those who are sick do. And he said, I've come to bring hope, to bring healing, to bring forgiveness to those who are sinners and those who are wrong. And there's a big lesson for all of us in that. Because those of us here, regardless of our age, we are part of the family of Christ. And if we were only to say hello to those people we liked, or we were only saying to those people we thought were just about good enough for ourselves, I think that would be a dreadful Christian family. And that is what Matthew is teaching us. And that's what we're trying to do here, what the rector is trying to do week in and week out, and others also, to make everybody feel who comes into this church that you are part of the family of Jesus Christ. Whether you feel you're very good, whether you feel you're very bad, whether you say your prayers every day of the week and say, I'm very close to God, or I'm trying to get close to God, we are all part of the family of God, and we're all on a journey, and we're trying our best to learn. And I think that's an important message. And this morning, I just want to thank God for Matthew, for Levi, whatever you like to call him. And to also remind ourselves, as the boys and girls are going to remind us now, that our God is so great and so big that he welcomes everybody, irrespective and regardless of who they are. Thank you.
I'm going to invite the children to come forward now to sing the anthem that Canon Smith has just referred to, My God is So Big. We say thank you to all the children and the teachers for their hard work and for the encouragement they have given us to focus on God, who is so big and all are welcome. And so we stand now for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son Jesus Christ to redeem the world? Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please kneel or sit as your custom is to pray. Let us pray.
Dear God, thank you for the food we have and thank you for our homes. Thank you for all our friends and playtime and thank you for our pets. Thank you for all our doctors, hospitals and teachers and schools. We are sorry for when we get angry and we are sorry for forgetting to do all the things we should do. We are sorry for when we forget to talk to you every day. We ask you to help those who aren't as lucky as us. We pray for those who do not have food, homes, and skills. Please help us to be kind and good in the coming week. Amen.
Following the prayers, we say together, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organization. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. And in this prayer, we ask God to give all of us the focus and the strength to live out in our lives throughout this week and beyond all that we have shared and experienced this morning here in church at St. Columba's. So together we pray. Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon Caroline McCartney and her peers from Methode as they work in India throughout these coming days. We pray for the staff who have accompanied them, and we pray for the children in the slums who have nothing, giving thanks for the opportunity they have through ASHRA for support and blessing. We pray that you watch over all of the team from Methode, keep them safe, and give to them the strength and focus that they need in their work as they seek to support those in such great need. And as we pray for all of them, we pray here in our own parish for Andrew Ellis and for Tammy, who are to be married here on Friday. We ask your blessing upon them as they prepare to make their marriage vows one to another and for a long and happy married life in the years to come. We also pray today for Archdeacon Stephen Ford, the Archdeacon of Dalriada, to be instituted and installed as Dean of St. Anne's Cathedral this afternoon. We give thanks for the opportunity we have in this parish to support the work of ministry in St. Anne's. We pray for Stephen and his family as they settle into the deanery and begin ministry in the cathedral. Remember, O Lord, what you've done for us and not what we deserve. And as you've called us to serve you, make us worthy of our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Thank you. peace to love and serve the Lord.